News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now on to something else. The return of unvaccinated children to school is a ticking time bomb, which was the headline in the Sunday Independent yesterday. Professor Paddy Mallon said children of school going age must be considered for vaccines to protect them and society from the risk of virus outbreaks. And joining me now to discuss all of this is Education Minister Norma Foley. Schools once more on the cabinet table, Minister. Surely there cannot be a question of our children's education being put on hold again, particularly considering the level of vaccination in the country.
No, absolutely not, Ciara. You're correct. I am bringing a memo to Cabinet on Tuesday, and basically all our plans are in place and we are preparing for a full return in late August and early September. And I think it's important, you know, from a reassurance point of view, to say also that all our preparations are a consequence of ongoing collaboration and engagement and consultation with public health. And this is the same public health team that advised us so well last year, and that we managed to successfully keep our schools open and to do it safely. And so, as I say, we continue to engage with public health right throughout the summer. And as I say, they are very conscious themselves of the need to ensure that our children do safely return to school.
So you can guarantee that we will, this September, see our children return to school?
Well, certainly all our preparations, all our commitment is absolutely for the full return to school in September and late August. And I do want to acknowledge that, you know, comments yesterday have caused, you know, concern and anxiety, you know, for parents and guardians. But I think, as I've said, parents can be very reassured of how safely we operated our schools last year.
Yeah.
And again, that the same advices from public health are being put in place, and public health are, you know, continuously advising us.
And
we're doing this throughout the summer.
On that note, what kind of measures will we see in schools this September in terms of what children or staff might expect when the doors reopen?
Well, the wonderful thing about it is, I suppose, really, that school communities have become so so conscious and so au fait with all the mitigation measures that are required. So we will continue with the mitigation measures that were required last year. You know, walking through a school really on arrival in school, students and staff are aware that, you know, there's hand sanitizer on arrival outside a classroom, inside a classroom. There's the detergents and wipe downs that are available inside the classroom. At second level, all children are masked. Of course, we have the added bonus this year that all our staff will be vaccinated. Our school transport will operate on a 50% capacity as it did last year.
Will there be ventilation measures put in place, Minister?
And indeed, from that point of view, CO2 monitors will be made available to our schools as advised by the John Wenger expert group. And, you know,
and what will happen if those CO2 monitors record CO2 above a certain level? Will the school have to close? What will happen then?
Well, indeed, you know, schools have been advised even throughout the summer to make direct contact with the department in terms of any measures that might need to be provided within classrooms. So, for example, they can be very small measures like vent improvement. They can be maybe window measures that need to be put in place around windows or whatever. And all of that can take place over the summer. But indeed, if there are issues as they arrive, very similar to what we did last year, there will be, teams from the department available. There will be consultation with the department, and whatever remedial works are required will be put in place. But I think it's important to say that, you know, the ventilation guidelines that were presented and made available to schools last year were very, very highly commended by the expert group. And the expert group have made the point that oftentimes it's a matter of, you know, opening windows, opening doors, closing windows at appropriate time, whatever the case might be. And considerable praise was given to how schools operated in that respect last year from this expert group.
Are staff within schools lobbying you to see children vaccinated before they return to school?
Well, to be fair, I think school staff and communities are very conscious of, you know, the expert advice that's made available by NIAC in that respect. And, you know, we are aware, for example, that the online registration for the 16 to 18-year-old young people will possibly open in the coming days. NIAC have already approved vaccination for this cohort of young people. But equally so, we know the younger category, the 12 to 15-year-olds, still awaits, I suppose, NIAC's consideration and recommendation to the HSE. So I think school communities have been very reassured by the safe and
positive engagement. So they're not lobbying you to see school?
No. School communities are very satisfied, as I say, that staff will be vaccinated and return to school. Okay. School communities are aware, as I said, in relation to 16 to 18 year old cohort. And, you know, we have learned that when we act on the advice of NIAC in terms of vaccination, it is within their gift and not within the gift of the Department of Education. You know, we are happy to accept that adjudication by NIAC.
On to something a little bit outside your own bailiwick, but today, obviously, indoor dining reopens around the country, Minister. Is there concern at cabinet level that, in view of the Delta surge that we're currently experiencing, that this is a risky thing for us to be doing?
I think there is an acknowledgement within all of society, really, that we are moving to a stage now where we must learn to live with COVID, if you like. There's an acknowledgement that, you know, the hospitality sector has been particularly badly hit, but also that in the reopening of the indoor aspect of the hospitality sector, that there is a need for a significant, you know, mitigation measures. We're taking an extremely cautious approach to the indoor hospitality aspect of hospitality. And I think, you know, there has been an enormous buy-in, if you like, by the hospitality sector to make this possible. So I've every confidence that the hospitality sector will make the provisions that are required, and equally so, the general society will do what needs to be done. You know, I know the very wonderful sunshine that we have and the positivity in terms of the vaccination process, which is moving at such a great pace. You know, we're hugely confident, but there's also a constant reminder and responsibility on all of us that we must also proceed with caution.
Let me ask you just something a little bit different. On the front of the Irish Independent this morning, it says health experts have been told to exclude COVID-positive patients who are in hospital from daily case figures if they are not hospitalised because of that viral infection. What do you say to people who are accusing the government of trying to massage the COVID case numbers?
I don't think that's the case at all. I think people, you know, there has been a huge engagement in this country with wanting to know the information, wanting to follow the figures as regards hospitalisation and all of that. And I think the point that has been made there is that it's very important that the realistic or the correct figures are actually given to people. So, for example, if somebody is hospitalised with COVID as a consequence of COVID, that should feature in the numbers. But if somebody is in hospital for a different reason, a broken arm or whatever the case might be, and they would not be hospitalised or something like that, but you know what I mean?
Another
instance, then you know, that's not the same thing. We're very, very attuned to the necessity of knowing exactly the number hospitalised as a consequence of COVID. So that clarity is important for people, that we would know exactly as a consequence of COVID how many are in hospital.
And lastly, Minister, I know formerly you were a teacher yourself. I see today in the Irish Times over 40 complaints lodged about the English curriculum. This is about parents complaining about the unsuitability of certain books. This isn't the of mice and men kind of complaint. This is people complaining about children being asked to read Room or asked to read The Handmaid's Tale, slightly darker, slightly more dystopian type books. What's your view on that?
Well, I suppose in the first instance, I would say that the NCCA, the National Council of Curricular Assessment, are hugely experienced, so much so that they make available a wide number of different types of books. And, you know, coming from a classroom background myself, I know that teachers have the autonomy at every stage, you know, to choose a book that best matches the ability or capability or interests of their students. Many of what you reference there are, you know, students are already looking at on TV or whatever. And I think it's important that there would be that professionalism on the part of the teacher to judge what's appropriate to her students and to, you know, to work in a collaborative fashion in that respect.
Minister for Education, Norma Foley, thank you for that indeed.